The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the yen and the dollar.
The Bank of Japan just handed hedge funds another headache. As if last year's roughly 20% drop in the benchmark S&P 500 index wasn't bad enough, Japan's central bank just threw professional fund managers a curveball. The Japanese central bank raised its 10-year sovereign bond yield cap from 0.25% to 0.5%. It wasn't supposed to tighten monetary policy until after Governor Kuroda, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve's Jerome Powell, steps down in April. The change marks a tidal shift in the Bank of Japan's policies. If you followed global markets for any length of time, you probably know Kuroda has been supporting easy money monetary policies for years. The Bank of Japan's benchmark lending rate has been near zero since the late 1990s. Kuroda has led the Bank of Japan since 2013. Despite calls from government officials to raise rates, he has refused. But the problem for Japan is those policies are destroying its currency, the yen. Inflation is also a concern, as a key number the Bank of Japan follows recently rose above 2% for the first time since 2015.
So why should we be concerned about this?
Now, if Japan were still the manufacturing powerhouse it was in the last century, a weak yen would mean lots of exports. But China has supplanted Japan as a manufacturing and exporting behemoth in Asia. And Japan, as a tiny island nation, imports almost everything. The destruction of the yen's value will only hurt Japan's aging population as the cost of everything goes up. So even a hint of strength in the yen is significant. And here's why we really care about this. It's all about the U.S. dollar. As the yen rallies, it will weigh on the U.S. dollar. And that change may act as a tailwind for the S&P 500. So the yen is an important part of the Intercontinental Exchange's U.S. dollar index, which is a basket of six foreign currencies weighted against the greenback. The index was originally developed by the Federal Reserve in 1973 to track the trade-weighted value of a free-floating U.S. dollar. The breakdown of the index is 57.6% the euro, 13.6% the Japanese yen, 11.9% the British pound, 9.1% the Canadian dollar, 4.2% the Swedish krona, and 3.6% the Swiss franc. In other words, any move up or down in any of those currencies will lead directly to a swing up or down in the dollar. And that's why the Bank of Japan's unexpected tightening is causing the yen to rally and weigh on the dollar. The yen to dollar exchange is breaking down through the different technical moving averages as it rallies. So those moving averages have been difficult levels for the yen to break through when it has tried to rally in the past.
But now?
Now, it looks like the dam has burst and momentum is accelerating lower. The change is typically a signal to momentum-oriented investors to pile on by buying the yen. It's important to put this yen strengthening in perspective relative to every other currency and central bank interest rate policy. So let's look at the current interest rates for the Fed, Bank of Japan, Bank of England, European Central Bank, and Reserve Bank of Australia. Every interest rate decision these central banks made has had a direct impact on 10-year sovereign bonds. They're used as global benchmarks for borrowing costs in every central bank territory. In other words, Japan, with a 10-year yield cap of 0.25%, had far and away the cheapest borrowing costs of any global central bank in one of the most liquid currencies available. The Bank of Japan's decision may have some very consequential fallout in the investing world. If you're a hedge fund manager looking to increase leverage to boost returns, you're always looking for cheap ways to borrow. If a fund manager knew the Bank of Japan was dead set on cheap borrowing costs and the country's governor said he saw no reason to change those plans while every other central bank is raising, what do you think the fund manager would do?
I would think he would borrow that currency.
Yes. In other words, he would short the yen to buy any and every other asset because his cost of funds is super low. And we can see the dollar has broken through major levels of support. As this happens, momentum sellers will pile on, forcing the greenback even lower. In the last decade, we've seen this type of breakdown in the dollar, where it falls sharply and moves below its 200-day moving average, and that's happened twice, once in May of 2017 and again in May of 2020. Many people may take this information to suggest more trouble is ahead for stocks. but that's not the case at all. In each instance, sharp drops in dollar value relative to other currencies have portended above average returns for the S&P 500. A strengthening dollar hurts the margins of U.S.-based companies that sell goods abroad, and if it costs more for foreign customers to buy those products, companies are either going to have to cut prices or deal with reduced sales. So, while the Bank of Japan monetary policy may not seem like it matters on the surface, it has very real outcomes for investing. And while the past isn't always a perfect predictor of the future, we do sometimes see cycles. And based on what we're seeing, the Bank of Japan's policy shift may underpin an uptrend in precious metals and the S&P 500 over the long run.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.